This is Millsy and Carl on Perth 6PR.
Good morning, nice to have you company, 23 to 9, just ahead of our next guest, Millsy.
Well, we're very passionate about getting apprentices in because they're the future, if you like, of all trades. What about this from Ken? Our grandson is doing his electrical apprenticeship and is in his last year. Well done to him. When he started, there were over 40 in his class and now only 12 this year, in the last year. The main reason they've dropped out is because of lifestyle cost pressures against the wages they're on. The bank of mum and dad have had to help out if they can. That's from Ken. Now, there are loan schemes and stuff that are available, but it seems like a lot of the youngsters are going, nah, even though you might have done it this way, I'm not going down this path.
How about this from Karen? She says it took 2.5 years to secure an electrical apprenticeship. Her son finished his final TAFE exam on October 24, and is waiting still to take his final exam. There is a delay in the final exams due to a lack of teachers or whatever, and has been informed that his final exam will be late this year.
Late?
That's what it said.
That's ridiculous.
This is what Karen's email is saying. We've got a number here so we can follow it up. So he will be an apprentice for 5 years as a mature student on $27 an hour. No wonder people are not taking up apprenticeships.
But that's ridiculous. We're streamlining the system. Why is it taking so long to test? Ben Dahlstrom is with Skill Hire and the Next Gen Skills CEO. Morning, Benny.
Morning, Millsy. Morning, Carl.
Now, it's easy for people of my age to say, you know what, do it hard early and then you'll benefit it financially, because I know a lot of very well-off tradies, but is that going to appeal to younger people these days, Ben?
Look, I think it's a delicate balancing act. I think young people today have opportunities that my generation and older generations never had in terms of work. And that's placing a lot of pressure on the apprentice sector, particularly the mines. However, I would say that there are no shortage of young people looking to enter an apprenticeship in WA, despite the wages obviously being comparatively lower than if you went straight into direct employment.
So we've got arguments like they should get at least the minimum wage, and the cost of buying tools for their trade, which they'll use going forward, are not cheap, particularly those that might be in heavy-duty mechanical fields.
Yeah, look, that's a complex issue, and it's understandable. I think the balancing act that we see, and look, just to be clear, at Skill Hire and Next Gen Skills in WA, we employ hundreds of apprentices directly. We're a group training organisation, so we place apprentices with hosts. The reason I mention that is that we help broker. There's a lot of funding and incentives and grants available for apprentices across WA from both the state and federal government to help them with tool allowances, working away from home allowances, retention. They can get loans to buy things like tools and so on. So it's not just simply put on top of the apprentice's shoulders to say, hey, look, you're not even earning award wage. You need to buy your own tools. The question about award wage is a complex one, because the whole point of an apprenticeship is really to take a young person or a mature age person that's not skilled yet in that field and to give them the on-the-job training. So the argument against giving an apprentice the award wage is that if you're going to put that on top of an employer, what they will simply do, unfortunately, is not take on an apprentice. They'll just take on a tradesperson who is experienced and then pay that person the award wage. So it is a balancing act. But I would say the state and federal governments have done a great job of adding as many incentives, bonus payments, tool allowances, living away from home allowances, etc., that they can do to help bolster the apprentice wage. And we have seen a softening as well. Just coming through COVID, there were a lot of young people getting poached to the mines and discontinuing their apprenticeship. We've started to see that drop off a bit now.
Yeah, well, research still shows, though, that apprenticeships are dropping, and 2,000 fewer apprentices than last year. And what about Karen's situation, Ben? Do you know anything about what's happened here at TAFE, given that the course finished on the 24th of October and still waiting to take a final exam? Do you know anything about that?
Yes, look, not Karen's particular issue. We're a private TAFE at Skill Hire and Next Gen Skills. And this isn't, I can't make any commentary on the TAFE system. I know they're under a lot of strain, as are we, but there's a few compounding issues here. One of those would be access to available trainers. And it's something I spoke to Ollie about on Drive last year, was for a trainer to, or for us to attract, or TAFE to attract a trainer off the tools or away from the mines, it's very difficult. So trainers are really a high commodity at the moment. The second part of that would be Sometimes, you know, if a young person's sick, all the schedules for training are so busy. So if a young person says, look, I can't make my stage seven block of training because my employer won't let me go because we're very busy at the moment, or I'm unwell, whatever the circumstances, that block will get pushed out until the next available. Now, sometimes that might not be for a few months or 6 months. Now, in the public sector, which is massive, maybe some young people might get lost inside that under those circumstances. With our, we're a private RTO, so we're able to more carefully manage an apprentice through. And back to your point there about apprentice rates of completion, Carl, this is the hot topic and always has been across the apprentice market in WA.
Yeah.
How do you keep a young person as an apprentice when they're not earning the full wage just yet? And, you know, quite often it's very challenging work and challenging work environment.
All right, well, one stat that I'd be keen to have a look at is the comparison rate of completion rates going back into the 60s, 70s compared to today. I don't think there's any comparison whatsoever. Ben, thanks for your time and your expertise. Appreciate it.
Thanks, General.
Good on you. Ben Delstrom there, Skill Hire and Next Gen Skills CEO. I mean, I take his point that there are various subsidies that are available, but it's obviously not working. And that text that we received, the number of kids that are actually in the third year of an apprenticeship compared to those that started, there's always going to be a drop-off, but not that high. So something is wrong. It's either financial, the type of training, or the kind of work that's available. They don't want to work anymore? I don't think so. A lot of young tradies are very, very good at what they do, and they've been well-trained.